Curtis, did you see that decision coming this week?
I did. You know, that it had been a very sort of long, slow walking back process. In my mind, the crux of this was the armory, right? So the city hall moves out of there and it's going to become something else. And a group has been formed for about 2 years, and they've been lobbying to convert it back and make it this place that can be rented out for events and meetings and all these great things. But there was never really no one had really made a solid plan. And that's where it finally landed last night. Basically, you had Adam Frisch, who's a city council member, was kind of holding the swing vote, and he was undecided and was kind of asking for more information. And the last meeting he had said, well, you know, this community center thing is really going to have to be a home run if I'm going to make this trade. And apparently he decided that it was not going to be, and here we are.
He also said during his, each council member had kind of their soliloquy session before the vote. He said this isn't about letters to the editor. This isn't about the changing, like, I'm not being pressured into this. But what would you say is causing this change of heart?
Right. I mean, a year ago, he voted in favor of the, you know, the bigger new building. You know, it's hard to say. I think if the other piece that's really interesting here is that there was a vote on this.
Exactly.
We voted on this a year ago. It was real tight. It was a 51.6% in favor of having this community center at the Armory. The city said, would you rather have offices or would you rather have a community center at the Armory? 51% said, hey, community center sounds good. That has been criticized because there was not the other piece of the context, which was when you say community center, that means big new building.
Right.
So, you know, a lot of people thought that should have maybe been included in the question.
This reminds me so much of the power plant and in Ann Mullins, one of the dissenting votes, a speech. She also called it kind of a generational thing, you know, that there are young people who we're not hearing from who just want things like rental desks, like the power plant. And she felt like we were disenfranchising a part of the town that hasn't been heard by voting against this.
You know, the power plant is really, it's another interesting piece of all this, because if you all remember, the council kind of walked that one back.
Yes.
So this is kind of the second big new initiative that has been walked back this summer.
And I wonder, you know, Steve Skadron, the mayor, was saying, it is symbolic for us to be in this old building. When you think of Aspen, you should think of City Hall being in this old building. Mm-hmm. But can't the old building's going to be there either way? Can't the personality of Aspen be, it is symbolic that we let the community use our old buildings?
Well, sure. And I think a lot of people would be in favor of that if they could be convinced that it was going to work out and it's not going to be this massive ongoing government subsidy. I mean, I think it'd be a little irresponsible to just go full bore into this thing without really knowing what it's going to look like and how much it's going to cost. Now, of course, the other side to all this is that it would have been cheaper to build this big new building, because now what they're going to do is they're going to go and they're going to remodel the armory. It's a 124-year-old building. And so Ann Mullins and Art Daly, who are in favor of the bigger new building, were saying, look, there's already a projected $7 million price difference here. That's before we even get a detailed estimate. This could easily become $15 million. And, it's been expressed to me that this is a lot of money to pay for sentimentality.
For a symbol. And also, again, the symbol you're projecting is we want the very outside to look like we're something that we're not going to be on the inside.
Yeah. But, you know, I can't knock the symbolism either, because there is something about walking into this building and just kind of being in these historic walls for the seat of government. I don't deny that there's something about that.